Foxy Brown.
And I'm Arnold from McDonald's. I can't even say my own blog.
Oh my god. It's so hard to say. Trust me. So
it is. I don't know what was going through my head when I chose that.
It's a very tricky name, but you can't forget it. Like, seriously. Very catchy, but tricky to say. So we're back with the second round of the AR K-pop Idol. But before we go through with that, we have to congratulate Big Bang and 21 first, right? Because we care.
If you want to.
Yeah, well, first Big Bang won Best Worldwide Act Award at the MTV EMAs. And 21 won MTV Iggy's Best New Band in the World. Is that right?
I didn't even know MTV Iggy was calling a
comment. Me neither. I know people were voting on it, and somebody said that it was pretty likely that 21 was going to win soon, but I had no idea what this thing was.
Well, they won. YG, congratulations. Blackjacks and VIPs, good job.
Woo! Yeah. You're more dedicated and crazy than anybody else's fan base.
Ooh. Yay! Oh. This is a big moment for YG, and it's good for the K-pop fans because it means more exposure. And of course, more exposure means more exposure to the crazies, but hey, exposure is exposure. Doesn't really matter. It brings K-pop closer to the fans all over the world.
And money into YG's pocket.
So anyway, what do we have for you? Well, today we have 18 lead singers, lead and main singers. Here we go again, main vocals, whatever you want to call them.
18 singers. Let's call them that.
Yeah, let's stick with that. So we have 18 singers, and we will go through the same thing as what we did in the last special episode with the girls. Of course, we may forget a few people, forgive us, or we may just slot them in the Hall of Fame, which means that they get a free pass. So we'll surprise you in the actual finals. All right. Who do we have here? I'm going to surprise you with who goes first, okay? Because I numbered this.
Yeah, do it random.
Yeah, randomly. Fans, don't think of anything when I just pull names up. Because this was done randomly. Now, we mentioned last week that it's going to be a lot more difficult for us to judge the guys than the girls. And it's true. I'm dreading this episode because I think we may just let everyone in. But that's not possible. Oh my goodness, this is going to be so difficult. You have no idea. Because to be very honest with you, when it comes to guy singers, guy idols, the singers can actually sing. And if you compare them to the girl idols, the singers who are supposed to sing cannot really sing that well. That's a very bad comparison, but yeah.
Let's not be too ridiculous because there are a lot of guys at the wall that clearly just got recorded on their looks. And nothing else.
Like all of 2 p.m.
Couple people in 2 p.m.
Like one good singer.
A couple people in 2 p.m. can sing. not all of them would be in idol groups if they weren't also good looking.
Yeah, that's the thing though.
But then at least two members of 2PM obviously only got in because of their looks, because there's nothing else.
And that's who? That's Nikun, and who else? Who's that other person?
Jansen.
Oh, the tall guy?
Okay.
Yeah, since obviously you're asking me to say his name.
The way I see it is that when you say main singer, lead vocalist, and stuff in the guy groups, generally they sing better than some of the main vocalists in the girl groups. I'm not saying all, okay? Some, okay?
Yeah, I could agree.
Yeah.
Especially depending on the company the person's from.
Uh-huh.
But a lot of the girl groups are kind of forced to be cutesy, so that limits how exposed they are. Because a lot of the ones we listened to last time sounded good.
Yeah.
But I didn't know these were there.
Yeah, that's what you call a surprise, right?
Yeah.
Very good surprise. Some of the girls I had no idea can really sing that well, especially Mina. Girls Day Mina. She was a surprise. Wonderful surprise, actually. Maybe I was just blindsided by Girls Day.
The entire existence of the
group?
Yeah.
Oh, because I don't listen to them, so I have no idea. So, yeah, we'll start. Our first contestant is Lee Hongki from FT Island. He is going to be performing Confession by Im Jae-bum. This should be interesting.
Okay.
Do you want to go next?
No, you can go next, Arnold.
I don't want to go next.
You
don't. I don't want to.
Okay, this is really difficult. But in my mind, this is MJ Bum, and MJ Bum is, I don't know, you have to do the man justice, all right? The voice has to be deep, rumbling, low. I don't know. Please do not cover songs like this if a lot of people have done better covers. Like what D said, in my mind, this song is epic. The Honky Sings This is, I don't know, it's kind of lacking. But in general, Honky is okay. He's a good singer. I guess his voice isn't suited for this song. I think that's it. So that's a no for me.
Oh God, so he's not through. Okay. My heart is crushed. Because, like, I'm a big Lee Honky fan. And I was going to take a moment to let this soak in that he's not through. But I haven't heard enough of this song to really compare it to what he sings. But I think I have to agree that I like his voice for more mellow songs. And I think this is why he's not in a hardcore rock band, mm-hmm. because his voice is just not, like, meant for it. That's why he's up. So covering a song that could, that needs, like, all these dynamics, the kind of, it's hard to picture him singing it.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of torn by, I don't know, because I like his voice. It's just, it has to be on stuff that I'm comfortable with him singing.
Yeah.
And I guess this didn't work out.
Not for him. Sorry, Honky. You're good looking and all, but
I love him though. Yeah. I love him.
No love lost though. Okay, we still love you.
I still like it though.
It's difficult, isn't it? Yeah, it is quite difficult.
Well, look at it this way. That's one down.
17 to go. Yeah, 17 to go. So, Honky X, no, you're not going through. Sorry. Okay.
I'm sure he will lose sleep over.
Alrighty. Now, our next contestant is from a new boy group, from Infinite. They're not new, they're newish. And this is Sungkyu. Did I say his name right? Sungkyu? Sungkyu.
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't even know how to say his name. And he's covering So Sick by Neo. Okay.
Now that I'm alone, 'cause right now we said that we can't come to the phone, and I know it makes no sense. You ain't got the door, but is it the only way I hear your voice anymore? It's been months for some reason I just, and I'm stronger than this, yeah. No more working wrong with my head down. I'm so over being blue, crying over you. And I'm so sick of love song, so tired of tears. So don't be wishing you were still here. Said I'm so sick of love song, so sad and slow. So why can't I turn off the radio? Gotta fix that calendar I have to match your life with deep. Because since there's no more you, there's no more anniversary. I'm so proud of being my dust of you and your memory. And every song reminds me of what used to be. That's the reason I'm so sick of love song, so tired of tears. So don't be wishing you were still here. Said I'm so sick of love song, so sad and slow. So why can't I turn off the radio? Whoa. turning up the radio, cause I'm, hey, so tied up here. So tied up here. So don't be wishing she was still here. Said I'm so sick of love song, so sad and slow. Why can't I turn up the radio? So why can't I turn up the radio?
Yeah.
Right. I was typing that. Someone's strangling him. Poor guy. It's like, what happened to his air towards the end of the song?
I have no idea. Oh, okay. Well,
first, oh, gosh. He sounds a bit nasally, but he does hide it very well. And sometimes, although it's not supposed to matter anyway, but the English just ruins it for them, like what he told me earlier, like what he was typing. So I was just so distracted.
I was laughing as I was listening.
It's distracting, isn't it?
Yeah, it doesn't help because he sounds like he's fighting so hard to make English and still not coming out properly.
Yeah.
I liked it when he did. Mm-hmm. I liked it when he did. When I could understand what he was saying.
Yeah, it's a lot better for us to judge, I guess, if we don't understand what they're singing about. But if it's English, oh, goodness. Sometimes you just have to attempt to turn a blind eye on English, but sometimes you just can't. You're just so distracted, like in this case. But, hey, I'm not going to use that against him, because what really bugged me was the fact that it seems like he was struggling to breathe. He had trouble catching his breath, and it's like someone's strangling him. So it's a no for me.
Ouch. I'll go then. To me, it sounded like he was really into it. Maybe that's why he was losing his breath and out of control. But I like the most of this beat is the timbre of his voice. I think he has a pretty voice. So, and a lot of timbres. I think it's the color of their voices that really makes that group stand out.
Mm-hmm.
So, I like it on those, in that sense. But I don't know. It's neo, and it's kind of, it's R&B. You have to be really soulful about it. I don't know. I'm caught in the middle. Because I didn't hate it at all. I liked it. So maybe I will admit a yes.
Okay.
But looking at, maybe who else we have on this list, I don't know if he's going to make it all the way through, but I'll give him another chance.
Okay.
I'll say yes.
You're such a sweetheart, and I'm such a meanie.
I'm like the Paula. What's wrong with you?
Oh my goodness, I know, right? And you're supposed to be the Simon Cowell.
I know.
What happened?
What's wrong?
Okay, it's my turn. I'm so sorry, I was not paying attention. I'm not really fond of the song choice, for one. And two, just the way he sounded with the running out of breath and the English just kind of screwed it up for me. So, I would say no.
That's another no. So, that's what? Two down, 16 more to go. Makes our lives easier. So, we have two no's, and we have 16 more guys to go through. The next contestant is Mika. You say it like this, right? Mika, not Mika? Mika?
I think it's Mika.
Mika. Okay, and this is...
I will forever say it, Mika, because of the singer, Mika.
Yeah, it's from... Daeguk Mama, the boss, yeah.
But this is Mika with Yunmin and Injun, but Mika is singing here. And they're covering Billionaire by Bruno Mars.
I wanna be a billionaire, so pick your bag. But the things I never had, I wanna feel the cool all from the sea. A smile next to Oprah and the Queen.
Well, that was pretty short.
Oh, that's it?
Because that's the end of the clip, yeah.
Oh.
It's really short.
I was wondering if the...
They cut it.
The file broke or something. Okay.
No, so, it's the actual clip. It's so short. Because I think it was from their TV shows, or it was just uploaded on their, I don't know, on their site for the fans. Because they were in their dorm. He's pretty good, isn't he?
Yeah. I liked it. I don't really know this group, so I don't know who this one is.
Oh, dude. But, they can still sing?
But I know that their thing is they can sing. And I want to... I'm gonna have to spend time like researching their music, because I don't know enough about them to...
The songs I've heard... Like, their production team sucks. Like, the material is below their ability. I don't know. Really? Yeah, they could really sing. And I didn't learn that until I saw covers.
Oh, okay.
But they're among the best idol singers, like, definitely.
Yeah.
I don't know how high you put them on the scale when you include non-idols, but they're pretty good. They're the ones that said they wanted to be like Dongbang Shinki.
Mm-hmm.
And like if they were in a strong company, they definitely would be.
Yeah, I think their songs aren't amazing, and I think that's why I haven't really looked into them. But I am aware that they are really good. I liked it. I listened to their Love, whatever the recent song they have out now, and the harmonies on there are like killer. So
yeah.
Oh yeah, so I think I'm gonna go with that.
Yay. So that's a yay.
I like pause talking. I stopped talking because you told me to stay in one position. And I'm in a very awkward one. I'm like fixing my hair.
Go fix your hair again. Okay. Go fix your hair for the 2 hours or so. Yeah, can I? I'm going to go next because he sounds really good, right? I like him. And I would give them a yes. He has a lot of potential because the group is fairly new.
Them or him?
Him. Actually, him.
I heard them. I'm like, did you judge the whole group?
I was thinking because there's three of them, okay? But yeah. There's three of them performing here, but he was the only one singing, so that would be a go for me. I like the tone of his voice. Give him a few more years, he's going to be a well-developed singer, I think. So, yeah. Yes, go. Z?
Do you want me to say something? I have to... Yes.
Yeah, just your comments.
I'm aware the people in this group can sing. I have no qualms with letting one or all of the members through to the next round. Go ahead.
After one of them.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe. I don't know. But maybe the cute one. Oh no, the cute one can sing, right? The one that looks like Kim Jae-jung?
They can all sing, but I think Mika and Hyunmin are the better vocalists, I think.
All right. So the next contestant is, of course, you know, he's my boy. It's Kim Jae-jung. Kim Jae-jung of JYJ, or I don't know if you still want to call him Kim Jae-jung of Dongbang Shinki, because that's what he calls himself sometimes. Or it's in his Twitter profile, right?
I don't know. I don't check his Twitter profile.
But anyway, this is JYJ's Jae-jung, and he's singing Flushy by Shin Sung-woo. I like this song. You've been voted to go first.
I've been unfairly volunteered to go first. He's Kim Jae-jung, so what am I supposed to say? Other than why...
Say something nice.
Why did he not get a bye into the next round? Like, why are we even fooling ourselves?
I don't know. Why are... Yeah. Because I wanted to hear him sing. Is that it?
So lazy. But... You have, like, recordings of his voice. You could watch him on YouTube at any time.
I just wanted to let you guys hear this just because he is singing something that's not normally his style, a rock ballad. And he usually sings happy love songs. I guess his vocals are quite flexible. And I like it when he sings rock ballads, like his Japanese solo. The Japanese solo is me. Something like that. Because we're so used to Jae-jung singing love songs and Jae-jung harmonizing and stuff. But we don't really get to hear him sing stuff like this all the time. He gets a pass, of course, because he's from Jae-jung. So, obviously, it's a yes for me.
I mean, it's not like my vote's going to sing. But Abby says, like, this isn't what he normally sings. I didn't love it. And I guess if we're basing it off this performance alone, I might be, like, on the fence. Because he's not my favorite voice, the whole group. I'm just going to put that out there. Because I'm not a big fan of really nasally singers. And he comes across as, like, really just singing through his nose. Most of the time, but I really like it. The color of his voice on up-tempo songs, and since he's through, I hope we find some of those.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, of course, it's Kim Jae-jung. He goes through, obviously. Okay, now the next person is another contestant from JYJ, and this is Junsu. Why is he even here? He gets a free concert.
Why is he here? He should be through already.
Yes, let's skip this because this is easy. We know what we're going to say. Save it for the next round. And go to the next person.
You know, we'll be nice to everyone. Yeah, we'll give Junsu a free pass because he's given Junsu. What do you expect? Let's just skip him. Saves us time. And let's see who my next contestant is here. Okay, another DBSK person. This time it's Changmin. Okay. This, I think, should be okay.
I think this depends on the
song. Yes, let's listen to this one.
And he's covering... Go ahead, feel free. Because we all know that he has been forced to take on all sorts of vocal roles in DBSK now. Alright, so he's singing I Love You. It's a Japanese cover by Yutaka Ozaki.
Much love. Thank you.
That's a lot of fans screaming. Who wants to go first?
I think you nominated me.
Yeah, I think I did.
I am a fan of the two. I'm going to try not to be biased about it. But I didn't like the song. Like, the song choice itself was not amazing. I'm not... For some reason, Japanese ballads seem to be way too melodramatic for me. And that's why I don't listen to them. So, I didn't love it. But I'm glad he wasn't out of control like he usually is. So that was a plus. I don't know. Fucking Linda. I'm going to give him a no.
No?
It is very difficult because I gave him a no too. Changmin, sometimes his voice sounds grating to my ear. And I know, of course, he can hit high notes very well because we've all heard his screams. And BPSK songs, right? And this song is, it's supposed to be pretty, but after 3 minutes, I just want to go to sleep.
That's what I'm saying. It was not, it was like, it started off really pretty, and then it got pretty boring.
Yeah, so, no.
And
sorry,
Changmin and boring don't.
Not a good combination. So no, I'm sorry.
All right, next song.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna...
No opinion?
No, I was already tired and the song didn't help.
See, that says a lot. Okay, I will get the next contestant. And this is supposed to be good. This is M. Black's Geo. And he's singing an old song. He's singing Wildflower.
She's faced the hardest times you could imagine, and many times her eyes put back tears. And when her youthful was about to fall in, each time her slender shoulders for the weight of all her fears, and the sorrow no one hears still rings in midnight silence in her ears. Let her cry, for she's dream, for she is a child. Let the rain fall down upon her. She's a free and gentle flower growing wild. And if a chance then I hold her, let me hold her for a time. And if life but one possession, oh, I will take her from the garden to be mine. Careful how you touch her, for she'll break you. It's just the only freedom that she knows. And when you look into her eyes, you won't believe disease or is pain. For the passion never old, and the silent wisdom rose. Then only she can hear as so she goes. Let her cry, for she's a lady.
I like Gio, okay, because I think that he has one of the most versatile voices in K-pop right now, and I guess I can say that he reminds me of a more vocally talented Taeyang. I like his overall tone, and this is, in my opinion, this is a very ambitious song to sing. If you've heard the original version, you know what I mean. And it started out really good, but I don't know. I think he lost it when he did that falsetto thing. So I thought I heard screaming, but hey, I guess it's falsetto. Oh, I'm torn. I don't know. Oh, God. 50-50. Someone help me. Because it's the falsetto. Okay, you go last, then D, fine. I think you have to pick up after me because
I'll say
so
yes.
Torn.
Why not? Yeah,
well, I guess I'll say yes.
No, big long eggs. I'm trying to do this as fast as possible so I can get back to video games and blogging.
See?
Before I have to go to sleep.
Whatever, but...
If we're flying through this, I'm just going to give it a yes. Because I'm a Gio fan, even though I find him a little boring. I liked it. I even liked the falsetto. I wasn't expecting it because... I don't usually hear him do stuff like that, but I liked it. So, yes.
Yeah, okay. Got it. So, Gio is in. All right, I think you should care about the next person, D.
I'll be the judge of that.
Yes, because we're listening to... You don't want to listen to this song? Fine.
Whatever.
Up to you.
Wait, who's next?
Daesung, she said.
Daesung.
Oh, from Big Bang.
Yep. The one and the only. And he is singing This Is The Moment. It's from the musical Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
스쳐갔다 연기처럼 멀리 지금 이 순간 마법처럼 날 묶어왔던 사슬을 벗어 던진다 지금 내겐 훨씬 많이 슬픈 남은 건 이제 승리뿐 지금 이 순간 나만의 길 당신이 나를 버리고 저주하여도 내 마음속 깊이 간직한 꿈 간절한 기도 절실한 기도
Right, Jason is in.
Do we even have to vote?
Definitely.
I think we all love Jason.
There's no question about it. There's something about Jason's voice that's just
even
so
when he's not singing
to.
So theatrical, it's still nice.
Mm-hmm. It is. The one thing I like about Jason's voice is the timbre. So, yeah, definitely he's in. Does he sound like anyone in K-pop?
He sounds like some of the older singers.
Maybe.
I think.
So,
right? He doesn't particularly sound like any of the people his age.
That's why he doesn't
sound. I like his voice. One of my favorite voices in K-pop is Jaesung. So, of course, Jaesung is an automatic yes. We don't even need to discuss that. All right. Now, the next contestant is another Big Bang member, Taeyang, and he is going to sing Don't Wanna Try by Frankie J.
Say the thing to say. They hurt so bad that they made it all a real shame. I can't believe it. 4 years cold down the drain. How are we still to happen? So what different? I tried it so many times, but you still couldn't see it. You keep persisting and resisting. Did you enough for again? Now you're trying to tell me that you're sorry and you're trying to come back home. You're telling me you really need me, crying, breaking both knees are on the floor. Baby, I don't wanna try, don't wanna try, don't wanna try no more. You keep insisting when you know our love is out the door. Don't wanna try, cause all we do is fight. Say that I hurt you bad to when we both begin to cry. Don't wanna try, I've just had enough. It's a bit of a road, baby, just let it go. Don't wanna try, don't wanna try no more. To be once you, it's important to know where we always the heart of love. Don't wanna try. Don't wanna try no more, yeah. Don't wanna try, don't wanna try, don't wanna try no more.
Wow, did Dan's voice crack? Or that's just my imagination.
When isn't it cracking?
Wow.
Ooh, wow.
No, I don't even want to be mean, because I love his voice on auto-tune, but it just loses, because it's kind of meant to be processed. Like, it's kind of like what I feel with Sambara. Like, she sounds really good for 21 when she's on a recording, because they mess with her voice. But I don't get that depth that I get from Taesong with Taeyong. So, but I liked her song. I don't know if I want to give it a yes. I think I will. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I think I want to go next because I want to say something about this. So yeah, his voice cracked. Well, I give him plus points for playing the piano, and I know that a lot of you guys would disagree, but I feel that Taeyang's vocal range isn't as wide as the other singers, and
that
he's not going to get better anytime soon.
Yeah.
Wait, he was playing the
song. He's also playing piano.
Yes, he was. You know, it's really tough judging the male singers, but what to do, what to do. Gosh. Taeyang, I'm so sorry, but it's a no.
I think we're going to end up making him honorable mention.
It's a no for me.
He's like, he seems like a nice enough guy and a hard worker and all that other stuff. And you know that he's not naturally a singer. So as far as he's really been able to make it, with the limited ability he does have, is impressive. I've never really disliked his solo efforts, except for that one song with all the falsetto. You know, YG.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, they could keep that one. But
scary.
I don't know. I guess, like Arnold said in the chat, we'll put him on the fence. And if we end up with not 8 people, then he could go in. Which I doubt happen.
Yeah.
But until then, I guess it's a...
So Taeyang on the fence. It's a no. But on the fence. On the fence, no, I like that. Alright, now, after the Big Bang Boys, this time it's 2 p.m. And of course, there's only one singer in 2 p.m., right?
Of course.
Hmm. And this is 2 p.m.'s Junsu. And I don't know what he's singing. It's Cactus by Sung Si Kyo.
Did you even prepare this?
I did, but it's so confusing looking at 2 laptops. I don't even know where to look now. All right, so this is 2 p.m. Junsu, Cactus.
Oh, 중학교 시절이 떠올라요.
인생아 씨 백사.
눈 뜨지 말아요 잠든 채 그냥 있어요 그대는 뭘 못 본 척할게요 한 번 한 번 그대의 고운 얼굴을 가슴에 새길 수 있게 해줘요 찾지 말아요 내 못난 사랑 안에서 그대 너무 힘들었잖아요 내 욕심이 그대를 깨울 수 없게 이대로 말없이 떠날 수 있게 도와줘요 사랑에서 내가 가까이 갈수록 그대가
싶은 너 그저 바라볼 뿐. 짓을 말할 때 내 눈을 피하던 그대 내가 너무나 잘해져 변함없이 사랑한다는 거지만 오히려 내 마음을 병들게 했죠. 알잖아요 사랑에서 내가 가까이 갈수록 그대 마음에 상처가 깊어져 우리는 너무나 닮지 못했죠. 우리에게 허락된 건 그저 바라볼 혼자가야 할 그대의 힘이 이미 그때 나의 이름을 불러요. 알아줄 수는 없지만 그대 지켜줄 수
something more R&B than whatever that song was.
Even the title's a bit strange, Cactus.
So, yeah. No.
That...
Arnold?
That saddens me. Because I like this dude. That was not... Oh, that was such a bad song choice. I'm so drowsy, and it didn't do justice to his voice. I agree, he is very R&B, and this was not. I'm glad he doesn't do these kind of songs, because it's doing a disservice to his. Oh, I think I'm gonna have to say no.
I know.
Yeah. I guess you guys feel bad now.
I think we both love him, right?
Yeah, I love him.
Seems like it. Songs like this don't really suit him, and he lacks something in his voice. So
was
this
a radio performance?
I think this is.
Oh, God. The one time you should have chosen, like, a non-video. Yeah.
I think he lacks emotion in his voice. I think that's it. Especially when he's singing ballads like these, they really need emotion. I don't think he feels the song. Maybe he was just forced to sing it.
I mean, look at how many times he sang Bump and Grind.
But his tone is good.
It's funny.
It's not exactly audition material,
song you
but
want.
Hey.
It's just that...
Reyna,
we
let
that go. That was for kicks, yeah. Oh gosh, Junsu, I feel so bad.
You picked a terrible song.
Well, you should have picked the songs. Now you're blaming me. But yeah, it's not my fault. It's Junsu's fault, okay? He sings without emotions, without feelings. What can I do?
R&B songs.
I'm not the singer.
He sings those all the time.
It just doesn't show his vocal flexibility that he just can't stick to one genre. He has to be flexible.
Not if you only sing it in one genre. You don't really have to be flexible.
hey, you never know, he wants to do the future, right? But maybe he doesn't even want to be a singer in the future. He's going to play Mr. Producer, so we don't know. All right. Now, I know you're going to like this next contestant, Lee. This is Yosup from Beast. And he's singing an English song. Hey, he's singing Cracks of My Broken Heart with Eric Manet. I like this song. So here we go.
Maybe we need just a little more time, time that can heal what's been on your mind. We can find what we've lost before it all slips away. We need time to mend from the mistakes I made. God only knows what a hurt can survive. So many tears from all the pain in your life. And where else could we go after all we've been through? I still believe my life is right here with you. So just hold. I hope that you can love me when the pain is gone. Don't want us to fall through the cracks of a broken heart. Mm-hmm. Don't want us to fall through the cracks of a broken heart. Your heart speaks tonight. I hear every word. If you want to be free, I'll never stand in your way. But all that I am, I'm asking you to stay. Oh, oh, hold on, and we won't take long. I hope that you can love me when the pain is gone. Don't want us to fall through the cracks of a broken heart. Oh, 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 yeah. Don't want us to fall through the cracks of a broken heart.
So I'll go first. I like him. So it's a yes. I like his vocal range. I like the feelings and emotions he puts into the songs. Yeah, go. He goes into the final. So, Yosop, you're in. MD?
Yes, I like Yosop. He's one of my favorite people.
Mm-hmm. He's cute, right? I mean, let's forget about the nose, but it just makes him adorable. I don't know. He's quite adorable.
I hope he's like a super villain. I think that would be awesome.
With the nose?
Like his personality. No, his personality.
Yeah.
Because he looks so adorable. I hope
did
he's
you both
evil.
Say yes?
It's a thing.
Yeah, we did.
Anyway.
Okay. That was like hands down. That was like so far probably the best audition.
Yeah.
Audio wise, like quality wise. Everything.
Mm-hmm. So it's a yes for Yosop. He's a very good singer, and I'm pretty sure he's a naturally talented singer, and this isn't a product of years of training, right, Dee? Because I know you know more about the guy than me.
Yes. I will say that he is naturally talented, but years of training don't not help.
Mm. Alright. So Yosop, you're in, and the next contestant is Jonghyun from SHINee.
Okay. Oh, he better.
Okay. How many have we gone through already?
This is contestant number 12.
Oh, wow.
Number 12.
Kind of fast. Okay.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Oh, you didn't die. You didn't die. You didn't die.
자기소개도 빼놓지 않고
Listen, bright lights, fancy restaurant, everything in this world that I make it warm. I got a bank account bigger than the Lord should around. Time only now. Pretty faces from the covers of the magazine. From the covers to my covers, wanna lay with me. Failing fortunes can't find. Just think go, man, running out of time. Even though it seems I have everything, I don't wanna be a lonely fool. All of the women, all the expensive girls, all of the money thrown amongst to you. So I can make believe I have everything, but I can't pretend that I don't see that without you, girl, my life is incomplete. Say, without you, girl, no. Listen, your perfume is sexy lingerie. Girl, I remember we just like you were young yesterday. On Thursday, you told me you were for real love. I wasn't sure that I was. Been a year's winter, summer, spring, and fall. But fear without you, just from living anything at all. If I keep trying to back in time, I'll leave you, need you and mine. Even though it seems I have everything, I don't wanna be a lonely fool. All of the women, all the expensive girls, all of the money thrown amongst you. So I can make believe I have everything, but I can't pretend that I don't see that without you, girl, my life is incomplete. Oh, 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 that without you, girl, oh. I just can't help loving you, and I want you. And everything, did you stay? Can't you stay?
Out of the
way, out of the way, out of the way.
without you, girl, girl. My life is incomplete without you, girl. My life is incomplete. Oh yeah, my life is incomplete. Oh yeah.
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 Widow, go.
Wow. Did you hear that little thing he did at the end?
You want to go first, Arnold?
Yeah, I guess I should. He did the overstaying like song, and I'm just gonna pretend that I'm not a big fan. I like his voice. He has serious control issues though. Like, big time. And I think we heard that in this song by the end of it.
Yeah, he was screaming.
Yeah.
Killed dude. Our audio. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I couldn't even hear sections of the end because he was going all out. But I think I didn't hate it. I think Jaejoong's version will forever be the best.
Yeah, epic. Jaejoong's version, I shall never forget. The lyrics, one of a kind.
Well, lyrics. Most of it was, like, gibberish. I think I will give it a yes.
Okay,
yes.
So it's a yes.
I think that is, like, my bias.
Yeah.
Speaking.
That's okay.
Because give I know there are certain songs that work really well on it, and I don't think ballads should. It depends. He just needs to take it down a notch, not get so invested in the song, and he'll be okay.
Okay. I'll go next. I'm 50-50 on this. First, because he is quite nasal too. I don't know, does SM produce a lot of nasal guy singers?
Everyone does.
It doesn't help that they have like nasal guy singers teach other guys how to sing. So, because the more senior singers, I think, also help with the vocal training.
I see. Or I don't know, nasal, or it's just the English distracting me. But hey, I'm not a fan of the screaming bit he does at the end of the song, because, you know, it kills the audio, not just for me, but for all three of us. I think he killed my speakers. Wow. He uses a lot of theatrics in his voice, and I don't really like that a lot. And he does have serious control issues. And I'm holding him responsible if he breaks my Skullcandy headphones. So I'm 50-50. I don't know. Help me. D?
I missed Arnold's verdict. What was it? He said yes?
He said yes.
I am going to put him firmly behind Taeyang.
On the fence?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's a no for now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was nice of you anyway. But I was being mean again. Yeah,
I like him. I do like him, though.
It's just the control issues, I think. All right. And let's go to the next singer. This is another person from SHINee, and it's Onew. Of course, it's going to be Onew. Who else can sing in SHINee anyway? Okay. And
Taemin can sing. I like his voice.
He is singing How Deep Is Your Love, Bee Gees. Better do a good job. Here we go.
Moment that you wandered far from me.
my feeling in my arms again. And you come to me on a summer breeze. Keep me warm with your love and your soft feelings. And it's me you need to show how deep is your love.
Someone forgot his lyrics. Yeah, well, they cheat, right? They have cheat sheets.
Yeah, yep. Even for their own songs, they usually have the lyrics that's, printed up.
That's
I know.
And, like, sometimes what's they don't even know the meaning of their own songs.
Yeah, well.
Like, most of FX, they're like, what the hell?
Okay, I don't know. So, who goes first? This is on you. I don't really have much of an opinion on him.
I'll go. I like him. I like him in general, but this song sounded way out of his range for some reason. And I kind of don't know why he kept going. Like, personally, even though it is live and on the radio and whatnot, like, I would have stopped and asked him for a do-over.
Me too.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad. It was, I have to agree that he, even very early on in the performance, he had to hit some high notes that are out of his range. And that's where Jonghyun comes in. Like, yeah. Oni has a pretty falsetto, but to hear it as much as he had to use it in this song, he needs practice. I don't know how early of a cover this is for him, but he has a nice, deep, resonant voice, and this song is just too much for the boy. I didn't, and then the song choice itself, so I'm sad to give him a no.
Did you say no?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. No, for me too. Because, you know, Anya is a pop singer, and honestly, I like his voice better than Jonghyun. But he ruined the lyrics. How can you mess up the lyrics to something
that really you're reading?
Oh, man. He messed it up. Or maybe it's the timing of the song. Or maybe he was busy with something else. You should have focused. That's no excuse. So anyway, note to Anyu. He butchered the timing of the song. I don't know. Or lyrics. Take your pick.
That we're leaving the good singers out because their song sucks.
What can we do? So this is a no for Anyu. He's not even sitting on the fence.
You with one who's all no. Don't be surprised.
We already asked Hongi. So I think we can sacrifice another.
Okay. So no more shiny members, but we do have Jay Park next.
Oh.
Ah. I think he's the only solo singer here, if I'm not mistaken. Well, he is. Yeah, well, we have to give the solo singers a chance. He does R&B, so he's cover music still, child. What, are you going to give him a pass?
No, I said let's give him a chance.
No. He's covering music Phil Child song. Are you saying yes now?
No, I'm saying yes. We're giving him a chance.
Yeah, we're giving him a chance. I thought they were just giving him a free pass. I'm like,
to Jay Park?
What?
Yeah?
You can't be serious.
That's why.
Like, that people would question the credibility of the podcast after we did that.
Definitely. So he's covering Just Friends, and this is about Six Soul Child.
Hey, I love that song. Now I'm going to be sad.
I tryna spit game, I ain't tryna be impressing. Just leaving any your number, nothing other like a message. I ain't using any methods of pressure, you in directions. I ain't tryna pop the question, just please give me a second. I just wanna get to know you and the person you are. I might find that you a homeless or learn you're a star. It don't matter, baby girl, I'm tryna grab a bite to eat. I'm tryna have a conversation, I just sit there silently. I ain't faking this, we can take this at the pace of this. I'm just trying to establish some kind of relationship with you. Yeah. I'm surprised that you called, cause the way you walked away, I thought I wasn't gonna see you no more. Since you didn't wanna give me your name, I thought that you were egging me and wasn't digging me. But anyway, what you doing tonight? I'll probably be with my peeps. If it's cool with you, maybe we'll swing by and we can just chill. Or you can just chill with me, long as you're comfortable and you feel secure when you're with me. Cause, hey, oh, oh.
Okay, D.
No thanks to whoever that idiot was with the Arnold Schwarzenegger voice. Was that him or was that someone else?
No, that's someone else. Someone else.
That person's a dick.
What can we do?
I couldn't concentrate on him. There was a lot of other distractions.
He sounded okay.
Someone can vote.
Okay, Dee, I want you to go first, because I know you like Jay Park, and you know me, I'm not really a fan of Jay Park, so go.
You don't have to punish me like this, you know. I am trying to eat dinner. I think he is very similar to Taeyang, and I think we should leave it at that.
Okay. So
I don't
short,
want
that's
true because I don't really see what the big deal with his voice and him in general is, other than he's like he kind of breaks his thing and has a body that he keeps wanting.
Yeah, he does have the
I'm
body.
I don't know. I was never a fan of his with 2PM without it. I just don't see it, and his voice. I have to agree that I feel the same way about Taeyang, but I don't know, there's just nothing there. No, it's a big no.
Okay, then it's a no for me too.
Send him home, get out of K-pop.
I think if you're not looking at him, it takes away a lot from the performance, because he is basically a dancer, even though he has honed some level of talent, and it's sad because he was the second most talented member in 2PM. So obviously the group lost a lot after he left, but he seems like he's he's a good enough singer, but not particularly talented. And it's the same thing with the rap end. He seems authentic in terms of how he approaches it, but he always seems overzealous, I guess, is the way to go with it. And
he's overcompensating, probably. Compensating for something.
It doesn't help that, like, I forget how young all of these people are. And then you find out that someone, like, idolizes people like Soldier Boy, and then you're just sad. It's not him. It's not him I'm talking about, but. Yeah.
Okay, I thought he idolized Soldier Boy.
I don't think so. No.
No. Okay.
But I do give him props for, like, he has a lot of creative control over his music, so that's nice.
How creative it is.
I don't know how much creative control he has over his music, but he does have a degree of creative control over his music. You're right, he is the dancer. Of course, I saw him perform live, and singing wasn't that impressive, obviously, because I said no. But, well, yeah, he is right. You should see him move, because he is a b-boy. He's a dancer.
Yeah, he can move, probably.
Yeah, and he can move half naked, too, so.
Focus.
And that's all you care about.
Yeah, I don't know, because I don't even look at his face much. It's just not my type. No, I'm honest. I'm really, really honest.
But being honest doesn't make it not bad. You know that, right?
Yeah, I know. I don't really pay attention to his face. I was never attracted to him. Let's put it that way. Not my type. So, yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's Jay Park for you. And I think he's the only solo singer here. And let me just get the next contestant. Okay, it's time for the Super Junior boys. First is Kyun.
What number are we on again?
This is 15 now.
So we have 3 more to go?
Mm-hmm.
And how many Super Junior boys did you pick?
Just 2.
Because see, now you and I'm sure when we get through to 18, we're going to have to fight at the end of this. But go ahead.
Okay, this is Kyun, and he is singing Snails. I'm not familiar with this song, but it's from a group, I'm not even sure, called Panic. And here we go.
Home 나는 더욱더 지치곤해 문을 열자마자 잠이 들었다가 깨면 아무도 없어 좁은 욕조 속에 머물렀을 때 작은 달팽이 한 마리가 내게로 다가와 작은 목소리로 속삭여줬어 언젠가 먼 훗날에 저 넓고 거칠은 세상 끝 바다로 갈 거라 가로 차를 달리는 길 나는 모퉁이 가게에서 담배 한 개비와 녹는 아이스크림 들고 길로 나섰어 해는 높이 떠서 나를 찌르는데 작은 달팽이 한 마리가 어느새 다가와 내게 인사하고 노래 흥얼거렸어 언젠가 먼 훗날에 저 넓고 거칠은 세상 끝 바다로 갈 거라고 오, 아무도 못 봤지만 기억 속 어딘가 들리는 파도 소리 따라서 나는 영원히 갈래. 내 모든 걸 바쳤지만 이제 모두 푸른 연기처럼 산산이 흩어지고 내게 남아있는 작은 힘을 다해 마지막 꿈속에서 모두 있게 해줄 바다를 건널 거야. 언젠가
That's the end of the audio. Record was broken.
Oh, I thought it just cut.
Nope, that's it. Abrupt ending. Well, I said I was going to go first, right? At the beginning, I really wanted to go first because he was doing so well. And then that moment happened. He lost control. Which is a shame. Really, it's such a shame because out of all the Super Junior members, Kyuhyun's voice is my favorite.
You know what they need to have on reality singing shows that would get me to watch it? Like, have the singer sing over a trap door, and underneath the trap door is a tank full of sharks.
So, God, you're so mean.
If they make a mistake, the trap door opens and they drop down. And they're not actually gonna land in the tank of sharks, but like we're gonna edit it so it looks like they do. They like could land in a completely different tank that's empty of sharks. Oh. Of course, not of water, because that would be terrible. But just the threat of imminent death if they mess up would be hilarious, because some people would perform flawlessly and some people would screw up even more. And that would just make wonderful television.
I feel like Jason would be one to mess up even more. He comes off as a jittery person.
But, like, it would be awesome to, like, have a, not just all be the shark tank, be a bunch of other different, like, horrifying traps, and, like, introduce it to the singer, like, they don't even know about it before they come on stage, and you spring it on them, which is gonna terrify them, and then you'd be like, but it could be okay, maybe the trapdoor won't work, and even if you mess up, you'll be fine, and, like, some people, it would be great.
That would make for a very good television, but the fans, oh god, the fans will be up in arms. I don't think they'd like that.
I would love to see that. That sounds like an amazing concept for a reality show. No, a reality show.
Singing contest. Maybe like I Am a Singer or Immortal Song for the Idols, yeah.
No, it shouldn't even be for the good singers, no.
It's just all singing.
Just the average thing, not even the bad ones, because that wouldn't be fair. You'd just be, like, people would be dying of heart attacks on stage. Like, the average singers, the ones that are good sometimes, but horrible other times, like, those people, and I don't know if you can make it, like, a karaoke element, like they do for, what's it called? 1,000 Song Challenge or whatever?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Where so if they get a very low score?
They know it's
shit
like
happens.
Okay. No, I mean like where you know all the songs, right? They're all popular songs, but the person doesn't know beforehand which song they're gonna get. So it's like doubly horrifying. First of all, you don't know what song you're about to come out and sing, and then there's a trap door you're standing on that could fall, and like your biggest fear could be sitting underneath. Like someone could have, it could fall into a bucket full of frogs, which would be horrifying. Ew. For me.
That's disgusting. That's
yeah.
Like you thought this out. This sounds
no,
awesome.
Actually, that just came out. That like just came out of my head just now.
That sounds awesome. I would, I would watch every episode just to see idols suffer.
Just to see what happens, right? Just to see what happens to your wonderful idols. But Kian, what the hell did you do with the song? It was good at the beginning, but no, you ruined it. Damn. So it's a no for me, maybe? So yeah, no. What about you guys?
Who's next? I guess I can go. I didn't think it was that horrible. I'm just going to look at it as the overall performance and just count that moment of screaming, which I don't want to say it's screaming because it didn't come through very well for me on my end. But I didn't hate it. I liked it more than I disliked it. And I think he has a really great voice. It's really perfect for OSTs, and it kind of felt like an OST song to me. Not like a killer one, like maybe a filler OST song somewhere during a transition period in the drama.
Okay.
But I thought it was fine compared to what we voted against earlier.
Yeah. Okay, so that's a yes for you. What about you, D?
Yeah, I'm fine with the song as well. The little mess up wasn't as horrible as it could have been. So, seeing as I have no idea how many people we let pass so far, sure, Kyuhyun, why not?
Let's just count, okay, so that we're aware. I'm not gonna count the
left.
Yeah, I'm not gonna count the contestants that we're just putting aside. Over the fence once, so 7.
Oh,
actually,
wow.
7.
I get the feeling 7. Some people that pass are gonna get pulled out, but whatever. Let's go next.
This is Yesung, and he is covering Kangta. The song is called Polaris. So here we go.
괜찮은 건지 혹시 내 생각에 힘겹지 않은지 그럴 리 없겠지만 바보 같은 난 아직도 많이 못 살아 널 잊기엔 많이 부족해 네가 주고 간 우리 추억 때문에 어떻게든 나 살아가고 있지만 많이 아파했었던 내 모습이 혹시 너에겐 짐이 된 건 아닌지 많이 걱정했었어 하도 잠시라도 우리 마주치지 않도록 나 기도했는데 하루에도 난 몇 번씩 왜 보고 싶어 지치는 건지 미안해 용서해줘 아직도 내겐 남아있는 미련 미련처럼 너의 모든 게 너무 소중해. 이제 더 이상 힘겹게 참아야만 했던 우리 모든 추억도 내 곁에 없는 거야. 아주 잠시라도 우리 마주칠 수 있다면 나 고백할 텐데. 하루에도 난 몇 번씩 보고 싶어 미칠 것 같다고 사랑한다고
Okay, so I guess I'll go first. Yes, I think of Crime. He's one of the most underappreciated members of Super Junior on the whole. Partially because he has no presence. It's already a large group when he doesn't really do anything to stand out other than sing. So he does tend to get lost behind in the shuffle. And then earlier in the career, he wasn't the most consistent vocally. I mean, Kyuhyun got added to the group and was quickly known as the best vocalist. So all that to say, I wasn't really feeling what Kyuhyun was singing. It was like, yeah, whatever. You're Kyuhyun, I'll let it go. But on the other hand, Yesung, definitely.
Yeah, I feel the same. I think out of all of Super Junior, he's probably the best singer of, like, well-rounded all the way. And I guess he does ballads really well. And it seems like he puts in more emotion than the rest of the
guys.
Like,
I was going to say that.
Compared to what we listened to for Kyuhyun, this felt more natural for him as a singer than his bandmate, who is more poppy. And I can see Yesung, like, taking a different route if he ever leaves the group and totally being successful doing completely different styles of songs.
Mm-hmm. Me too. I like the emotions. And although I think Yoon is the best singer in Super Junior, Yesung has something in his voice that really makes you feel the emotions of the song. His timbre is also good. The tone is good. And I just like that. You know, he really feels what the song means. So, yeah. It's a yes. All right. So, no more Super Junior boys. We move on to CN Blue. Just one person anyway. Jung Young-hwa.
Which one is that?
The main singer. So wait a minute. The last person is a CN Blue member. You didn't add anybody from N-Train?
No. The next person. I didn't say last. The last contestant is from N-Train. Oh, and he's covering Yoon Do-yeon. Myeon Hoot-nal. I don't know what it means in English, but he's covering Yoon Do-yeon. I don't know how he's going to fare singing Yoon Do-yeon's song. Okay, so let's see how he does.
Thank you. 없어 하고픈 말 서럽게 쌓여 맘 가고 기억되는 그리움의 아픔이 너무 두려워 홀로 남겨진 이 순간 원할 건 없지만 정말 널 사랑해 차마 그 말 한마디 못 산 내가 너무나도 원망스러워 보면 날 다시 널 우연히 마주칠 수 있다면 사랑했다 할 거야
That's for me all anyway. Right. No.
Did you say no?
Yeah, I said no.
I think this is the one time in the whole contestant lineup that I wish we had chosen a different member. Because I like Jung, the other vocal.
I don't know.
Oh, the other one is Jung Hyun. One of those names. Yeah, the other one. He has a solo song. He had a solo song on their first mini album.
I see.
And he's my personal favorite. I don't know. I'm not a big fan of
Jung Young-hwa,
kind of a little off. I don't know. He's not a convincing. He was trying to.
It's ordinary, right?
He was going for like an indie vibe, and I wasn't really like buying it. So I'm gonna give it a no to.
So I'm not buying it either. For me, he's so ordinary in the realm of K-pop. In terms of his vocals, anyway. That's what I mean, vocals. But the looks, he's good-looking. That's probably why he's in the group. But I'm not saying he's talentless because he can play the guitar. But I don't think he gave the song justice. This is such a good song. He just needs to have something to separate his voice in the realm of K-pop. Just like Yeon from the Wonder Girls. He needs something different. So, no. Nothing really special there. Just ordinary. And that makes me really sad. Because I like Seon Blue. And I like Jung Young-hwa. D, your opinion? I know it really won't matter, but I want to hear what you want to say about Jung Young-hwa.
I don't have an opinion. Like, it sounded very guitar. I could barely hear his voice. I don't know if that was just me filtering out his voice because I didn't want to listen to it.
I should have done that.
Sorry, CN Blue fans.
Do we have it's one more?
We have the last contestant. The last contestant is Phil J from N-Train. Last minute changes. He's covering R. Kelly. I Believe I Can Fly. So, here we go.
Everlasting God, if I can.
can see it, that I can do it. If I just believe it, there's nothing to it. I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. Think about it every night and day. Spend my wings and fly away. I believe I can soar. I see me running to that open door. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly. Oh, no, no. See, I was on the verge of breaking down. Some fly in silence can seem so loud. Never knew in life I lost her, she. But first I know it's God inside of me. Oh yeah, I can see it. Woo! And that I can be it. If I just believe it, there's nothing to it. I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. I think about it every night and day. Spend my wings and fly away. I believe in soul. I see you running to that open door. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly. Oh, I believe I can fly. Only, baby. If I can see it, then I can be it.
Soul J is good. But English is not your friend.
Like, I've been ignoring the English in all of these performances. That was pretty hysterical. But I think this, he does R&B really well. He has a good voice for it. And I really like it.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I just wish there was more entering material to listen to, because he's pretty good.
The group is pretty good. And it's just sad that they only have one mini album, or is that even a mini album? It's a single, right?
Yeah, it's just one digital single, yeah. I think.
But I think they're coming back. I think I read it somewhere.
Are they active anywhere?
I think so.
I don't know.
No.
Haven't heard from them. So I'm looking forward to their comeback. For me, they're one of the groups to watch out for the Root Group. They're one of the groups to watch out for and train. One of the best debuts this year. One of the strongest. And it's just sad that they didn't get a lot of exposure. That's the thing with Entry. And because of that, he's in. He's in, definitely.
Awesome.
What about you guys?
I think I said yes.
Yeah, no problem.
So, let's count. How many do we have?
Entry. It's time to cut people out.
You know what? Kim Jae-jung and Junsu from JYJ, they get free passes.
So, who did we let through?
So, we're not going to count the free passes. So, let's see. We said yes to Mika from The Boss. And then we said yes to Gio from M Black. We said yes to Daesung. And then Yosob. And Kyuhyun, Super Junior, Yesang, and Soul J from N-Train. That's six, plus the two free passes. I think that's eight. Wow.
So, are we not gonna,
No.
If there are free passes, are we still putting in 8?
Yes, we are.
In the normal set? So that means Taeyang
Who
else I put on the fence?
Jonghyun.
Jonghyun?
I thought we put
Jonghyun.
Okay.
No, I wasn't talking about Jay. Jay was... No, I don't remember him being on the fence. I just said that his vocal situation is the same as Taeyang.
So Taeyang and Jonghyun. They're both Yeah, that's 8 plus 2 free passes. The free passes go to the JYJ boys. Of course, they shouldn't even be competing here because they're just going to eat everyone alive because they have more experience. So we have the 8 finalists and the free passes. Okay, so we'll just go over the winners.
Mm-hmm.
So, alright, guys, we ended up with actually 6 people, so we're going to throw in the 2 people who are sitting up there over the fence to make it 8. Because, of course, the JYJ boys get a free pass. They're not even supposed to be here. So, first is Mika from The Boss. Next is Gio from MBLAQ. Daesung from Big Bang. Yeosub from Beast. Kyuhyun from Super Junior. Yeseung from Super Junior. Seoljae from N-Train. And Taeyang gets in, of course. And Jonghyun from SHINee gets in as well. Because they're the 2 ones over the fence. That makes it around 8 plus the 2 free passes that's in set. So.
And the lead singer from 4 Men, who got a free pass as well.
Yep.
Of course.
So, yeah, this has been episode 36 of the Always Rational K-Pop Podcast. And please tell them where to find us.
Hey, the website is www.airkpop.com. The email address is thealwaysrationalkpoppodcast@gmail.com. And the Twitter account is twitter.com/airkpoppodcast.
Arnold
needs to say the name of his website. Did I do that last time?
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, you can find me at where I spaz even harder than you hear me here.
Alright.
That's it. That's the end of the episode. So you guys have a good day, good week, good weekend, wherever you are. Bye!
Bye.
앞에 서 있잖아 내 눈은 날 넘어 쳐다볼 뿐이야 단 한 번만
시간만 바라보자.